Well, I had another awakening moment at 3:33 again. And I got downloaded. And sometimes you don't understand everything, because when God downloads you, man, it's like taking a lake and putting it in a cup of water. And there's so many things that's going on, and so much multiple reality arenas that it's hard to comprehend. Humanity is such in chaos. You know, there was a song that we sang tonight, Praise You in a Storm, and all the pictures were from Cambodia when I was there. It ripped me apart. See, I almost didn't come home. Because the need was more than what I was needed here. I almost stayed. But my dad passed, and I had to come in and do the funeral. But at a point in time, I was willing to let everything go. Those children that were holding on to a fence and leaning on to a fence, nowhere to go, walking in the woods. And when they saw you, they just ran up to you, and you hugged them, and they had cysts and all kinds of things all over them. That we went there where it was a medical field. And they didn't have no one. And I went into town and bought every Head and Shoulders shampoo there was. I bought out the town so that these kids had something to wash with, because they had so many blisters and what do you call those? Not cysts, but I guess maybe cysts, I don't know. But they were infected, and their eyes were swollen and things to that degree. And people, when they found out we were there, they walked miles to come and see us, the medical team. I was there with Filipino doctors and so forth. And I fell in love with the people there. But the need was so intense that when I began to weigh the scales of need, I was needed more there than home. But it wasn't my will, his will. It wasn't my time, it was his time. And I'll tell you one thing. You experience that, you realize what brats we are. What spoiled brats we are. We have everything. You know, the most important thing, people go through stuff and struggles and whatever. You know, they got to see a sign and wonder, because these people were lined up for days, and then the clouds came around, and the doctors were saying, "Well, we need to stop." And I said, "No, don't stop. We'll pray." And we commanded those rain clouds to go around, and they did. And all of these people and all these doctors were like, "Oh my God." I said, "Yes, he's real. He wants to help these people." And it was so heartbreaking. And I saw that video, man. It was like, I left them. But it wasn't, I was just there to introduce them to Jesus. Because his presence is everything. See, I don't care what you're going through. It's his presence that fixes you. You can go to doctors. You can go to this. You can take medications. But it's his presence that fulfills you. Would you turn to Matthew 6, please? 6:31. Therefore, do not what? Worry, saying, "What shall we eat? or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's your answer for everything. Anything that you put before the kingdom, you're going to have trouble. That's it. You put anything, your family, your business, your money, your bank account, you put anything before God's presence and his kingdom, and you're going to have trouble. That's all it's to it. It's an open door for the enemy. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means his character, his will, purpose, and his time. See, when things are array and messed up, it's because it's out of time. We'll talk more about that. Hallelujah. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Ecclesiastes 3, starting at verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time, for every purpose under heaven. A time to what? Be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Time. Tonight's message is called The Mystery of Time. Oh, hallelujah. Time is the continuous preposition of existence. Time is the continuous preposition of existence. It occurs in an irreversible succession. From the past through to the present and then into the future. I'll say it again. Time is a continuous preposition of existence that occurs in an irreversible succession from the past through the present and into the future. Time is a life force that carries power to uphold all things. It's no respecter of person. Time dictates all forms of action. Time is in its own dimension. It's called the fourth dimension. Time is a carrier of true reality. Submitting to the time maker. When the Lord began to tell me about time, he wasn't speaking as time as a thing. He was speaking of it as life. And I saw this electrical light that was radiant and it was moving like a river in the sky, and out of it came lightning and stuff, but everything that was coming out of it was a purpose for a specific time, and it it's circled. I don't want to say circle because it looked more rectangular. All creation. All creation. Everything that was created is in this reality of controlled by time. We don't realize what time really is. It was incredible. And as he began to download these things to me, I couldn't grab, I couldn't put it into words enough. But it's vital to understand time because it is a mystery to be understood. It's not just on your watch. And when you really think about it, everything is controlled by time. Everything. Days, there's cycles, predestined times, past time, future time, all kinds of times. Everything is controlled by time. And time is controlled by the time maker. Genesis 18, verse 9. Now the Lord and some of his angels showed up to Abraham. And they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" So he said, "Here in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life." So there's a time of life, isn't there? "And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being so old also?" And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I am old?'" Now remember, she laughed in herself, but the Lord knew what she was saying. "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed what? Time, I'll return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." So you see something very important. There's an appointed time where God was going to return, but he calls this the time of life. But there is a time that holds all other things in perspective. It's a life force. It's not just tick-tock. It's a life force. And the life maker we know is Jesus. Amen? The Lord said, "Appointed time, according to the time of life." Again, "I saw the stream of electric lightning like a river in the sky that surrounds the universe, releasing lightning strikes that release creative revelation from God to humanity." It was creative revelation from God to humanity. Time is unsearchable, yet we move in it. In Acts 17, verse 22. "Then Paul stood in the midst of Areopagus and said, 'Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. He has made from one blood every nation of men, in which on the face of the earth, and has what? Determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we what? Live, move, and have our being, as also some of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance of God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a specific day or time on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Pre-appointed times in him. Again, we live and move and have our being and existence in him because he is time. Amen. Revelation 22:12. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work, according to his doings. In other words, God's time is God's will. God's will is God's time. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Jesus is the timekeeper, and the time maker. Time. It's power. We have cycles of time that keep things going. Time does not stop and does not go in reverse. It continues to go forward. And Genesis 2 and verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all of his work which God had created and made. Again, on the seventh day, that's why the number seven means complete and perfect, God rested. That was a six-day cycle. We have 7-day cycles now, because 7 days is supposed to be a rest day. Amen? It's for the opportunity for all humanity to acknowledge God. He set that time up. It was predestined. Remember in Genesis 1:1, the first words were, in the beginning. So what did God create first? Time. Hebrews 3:7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice and not harden your hearts as in rebellion, in a day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me and tried me and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said they always go astray in their hearts. Okay, if they go astray in their hearts, are they in God's time or out of time? Out of time. And they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest or my peace. God's will, it's God's time. A hardened heart results of moving out of God's time. Here's something to consider. If you knew that time was coming to an end, what would you give up to do whatever you had to do? What would you give up to do whatever you had to do get closer to God and to find out what you're supposed to do, what would you give up? I bet you if we were told that the time was running out, we had 2 weeks less, I bet you the kingdom, seeking the kingdom of God would be number one. See, but because it is, and it causes trouble. It causes confusion. It opens the door for the enemy. Because see, God's word is a command. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So that means his will, his time, and his character. Nothing else can be in between. Nothing. And I'm telling you, that song and those videos reminded me so much of God's heart. We spend so much time in self-fulfillment and pleasure. And in the wrong thing and don't even realize it. But we call it God. But it's not God's will or God's time. And we find ourselves struggling, trying to always catch up with things. Because it wasn't taken care of from the beginning. It was always been me, myself, and I first. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. That's us. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. See, so many times we are looking at what we don't have instead of grateful of what we have. That causes an individual to come out of God's time. And that's where oppression comes, confusion comes. Frustration comes. Selfishness comes. See, kingdom is in first. Eyes first. Not looking for what we don't have, but thankful for what we have. Grateful. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 5. The mystery of time. It is certainly a mystery. It's unseen, but yet it controls everything. 1 Peter chapter 5, please, in verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in what? Due time is a reward. You earn due time. That is a reward that you. Why? Because you've been consistent and on time and in God's time factor. Due time means you are being rewarded. Casting all your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. Due time is earned time with reward by maintaining time and a timeline of God. It's earned time. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore we do not what? lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, I said light, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding great and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Don't get pushed out of time. Remember, the enemy comes to push, God comes to lead. Focus on the promised future. James chapter 4 and verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you or within you? Do they not come from your desires for what? Pleasure that war in your members. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures or on your own will, on your own time. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Listen, we've come out of the world. We don't do the same things the world does. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace, more plan of escape. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? He will lift you up in due time. In other words, stop wasting time on selfish pleasures, things that you haven't completed or that you're trying to fulfill or fit in God's time. But it's not God's time. It's our time. Did you ever see that bucket list? People are trying to fill a bucket list. But while people are trying to fill the bucket list, it's moving them out of God's time. If it's moving them out of God's time, it's moving them out of God's will. You can't force God's time. You can't force God's will. You can go and buy a ticket and go to every country in the world and enjoy yourself, but it won't be rewarded. It'll be your reward, but not the reward from God. So in due time, you won't earn a due reward. Is everybody okay? Oh, happy days. Yes, stop wasting time on selfish pleasures, which you haven't completed, assignments to advance. See, we want to complete things so that we can advance. And these things will push you out of time. Not putting kingdom first. And it creates a self-inflicting moment. Why? Because what you sow is what you what? Reap. Do you ever hear people say, man, I'm working my butt off and I ain't getting nowhere? Because you're out of God's time. I hear that all the time. I just don't seem like I'm getting anywhere. Right, because you're not in God's time. You're still relying on you. You're still pleasing man instead of God. You're not putting the kingdom first. We've all fallen into it, and we've all reaped from it. But now that we know more about it, we should come out of it. Amen? Galatians 6, same thing. Verse 7 and to 10. We've all fallen short from the glory of God. And he's merciful. And he wants us to know the enemy's tactics. Because this is one the enemy's getting away with for a long time. And causing problems in the body of Christ and in homes and businesses. Families, Galatians 6, verse 7. Do not be what? Or stupid. How about that? Do not be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever man sows, he's going to what? He's going to reap. For he who sows to the flesh will reap flesh, will reap the flesh of corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not what? Grow weary while doing good. For in due season, whoa! If there's due season, it's due time. That means you earned it. We will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the what? Household of faith, which is the what? Kingdom of God. Sowing into carnal time reaps out of God's time. James chapter 1, our favorite one, in verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials or testings, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. How many of you know God wants you to not lack nothing? If any who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in what? Faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man or person suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. Why? Out of time. Out of time. Out of God's time. You know, if you look at a four-wheeled vehicle, it's a four-wheel vehicle. You're driving down the road. You're in time. It's running smooth. Things are happening. You can take it off-road. And the only thing that you're going to sense is the turbulence of the road. But you yourself is going to be smooth. The car is going to still run strong. Why? Because it's in time. But when it's out of time, even on a smooth street, it runs like it's off-road. And you're going to feel and sense every bit of it. It's the same thing in the kingdom. So many people are ignoring that they're off-road. They're really on the road, but they're running like they're off-road because they're not in God's time. And they ignore it. They try to justify it. Try to reason it. Again, we're not afflicted by the enemy. We're self-inflicted. The enemy loves to get us in debt. He loves to do all kinds of stuff. Overwork, overeat. Anything he can do to get you out of God's time. Remember, he comes to push, not to lead. And when we're out of God's time, you can do everything and whatever, and you will not be rewarded because due time is earned time. It's reward time. Why? Because it's God's time. Does everybody understand? Critical at this point in time. We're entering a time and season that things are getting crazier. You're going to watch more stuff go on. People are going to be more offended. People are going to be more confused in certain things that are, because they're listening to so much garbage on TV or on the radio or websites or whatever. You have to be solid in God's time. You can't allow the enemy to drift you out of time because you'll run rough. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But that means that we get back in time so things can run smoother. Amen? I mean, again, we're our worst enemy. The enemy doesn't have to do anything. We bring it on ourselves. And sometimes we're still reaping for things we've done years ago. But if you're in God's time, you're not going to be affected by it. you're going to burn through it. Amen? Everybody okay? Hallelujah. We're going to close at Romans 8. So even if you go on rough terrain, if you're in time, you're going to be fine. If your car's running in time, you're going to be fine. Hallelujah. But if you're not in God's time, it's going to be tough. You go in circles. Been there, done it. Don't want to do it no more. Those who wait on the Lord, those who seek ye the kingdom of God, let nothing get in between you and the kingdom. All kingdom principles, purposes, and activities. It's kingdom business. We're supposed to be about kingdom business, not our own business. You don't think God can provide? He can. Amen. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He loves to reveal things and bless our socks off. He can send somebody to your door. Hey, man, the Lord told me to give you this. You know, we're not expecting these things no more because we're out of God's time. But when you expect these things because you're in time, you're walking in faith. There isn't anything God can't do. Nothing. But we've got to cooperate with his will, which is his time. Amen? And not make our own time. You're going to have to say to the world, I ain't got time. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Is his purpose according to his will? Is his purpose according to his time? Yeah. For whom he foreknew, he also what? Predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also what? Glorified. If you're what? In time. His time. The mystery of time. I look at time as being alive. It's life. It's a life force. It's Jesus. To him, now look at what he had to go through. He waited at a specific time, what was predestined, to come through a womb into this world. It was all God's perfect time. He waited a specific time to pay the price and die on the cross. He waited a specific time to rise from the dead. Because he's time himself. Everything is in God's time. We live and have our being in his time. And in his time is not only his presence, but his power and his glory, but his love. When we begin to recognize time is more than just tick-tock. It's a life force that's working for you or will work against you. It's our choice. Amen. Praise God. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, in preparation for all the things that you're about to do. Lord, we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it, and we don't want to be out of time. We want to be in time, your time, so that things can run smooth. And when they do run rough, it doesn't bother us. We just go through it because we're seeking the kingdom of God first in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.